Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Was that Luke Skywalker or Larry Bird at the Smith Center? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. After he played a few bad games, Roy Williams told his junior forward not to try to be anybody but Luke May, a good Luke May. So Tuesday night against Boston College, May turned into what pop psychologists call the best version of himself. He was off to one of his sneaky double-doubles early in the game before he realized the force was with him tonight, or he was trying to be the best version of Larry Legend. And May would get his ninth double-double this season and 10th of his college career before halftime, with 21 points and 10 rebounds as his team shook off the Tallahassee and Charlottesville Blues. May's halftime total was one more than he had in all of his last two games, when he was the worst version of himself. While UNC outscored BC by 15 and out-rebounded the Eagles by 21, margins that were basically double by game's end. May opened at center in Williams' small lineup, featuring Cam Johnson in his first start, sharing the 3 and 4 positions with Theo Pinson. It wasn't long before old Roy sent regular starter Garrison Brooks into the game, so going small was more symbolic. Like, you don't score from the paint, you don't start. On UNC's 400th win in the Dean Dome, May became the 23rd Tar Heel, a familiar number when you were talking superhero stuff, to score at least 30 points in a home game, the last being Tyler Zeller in 2012 against Maryland. May's finishing 32 is the highest total for a Tar Heel since Justin Jackson's 34 versus Kentucky in Vegas last season, and the most in the Smith Center since 2009 Final Four MVP Wayne Ellington's 34, also against Maryland. And while we're talking superheroes, 1998 ACC Player of the Year Antoine Jameson was the last Heel at home to put up at least 30 and 15 against, you guessed it, Maryland. Like those guys on their days, Luke was everywhere, being his best self, canning a career-tying 4 three-pointers, one from downtown Chapel Hill, and finishing with career best of 18 rebounds and 32 points in a much-needed win for his team. 13 field goals and 20 attempts were also personal highs for May, the son of record-breaking Tar Heel quarterback Mark May in the 1980s. But it was his mom, A. May, who took her son to lunch and gave him his new mentality. Go out and have fun, she told him. And he did, being the best Luke he could be. This is Archansky. See ya.